Carol's heading out now to hear about some technology that could revolutionise the way we farm. She's on a pilot farm just out of Morrinsville, about half an hour from Hamilton.
If we click on this cow, that's number 27.
So we're looking at dots, blue dots on the phone screen.
Yeah, blue dots for the milkers. I think we have yellow dots for the colostrum cows. The penicillin cows are red dots. So that's actually really important for staff to be able to distinguish between mobs. So, yeah, full overview of the farm. We can go and check up on each individual cow. So really neat.
Oh, are they moving? Does it track them?
Yeah, they as they move. If they come to the shed, you'll literally see these blue dots walking down the race to the cow shed today. They'll keep moving around throughout the day.
The cows on this farm are wearing collars developed by startup company Halter. Very simply, the smart collars guide the cows around the farm. No dogs or farm bikes are needed in the paddock, nor any farmer. The farmer just needs to have a phone in their hand. Halter's Steve Crowhurst says the technology also fences the cows exactly where the farmer needs them.
So when we say fence the cows, we don't actually mean traditional fences, the tape fences that farmers have to walk across the paddock and put out, and which is quite time consuming. We mean a GPS boundary.
So you can actually move your fence by just putting your finger on the screen of your smartphone and dragging it.
That's it.
To where you want it to be.
Yep.
So you do a little half circle around the...
around the creek or a swollen waterway, or here we've got a sort of a triangle in the gateway, and you can draw that in about 5 seconds. And the collars have a guidance system, so sound and vibration, that can tell the cows where they can and can't go, basically.
Yeah. How long does it take her to get used to it?
3 days for the fastest cow. They start learning straight away, but a whole herd's fully trained in 2 weeks.
Have you put a halter on?
Oh, I haven't put it on, but yes, I've walked around the paddock pretending I'm a cow, and basically listening to the guidance system, where if we ask the cows to walk out of the paddock to the milking shed, they get a set of cues to guide them to that gateway to walk to the shed. And I've done the same thing and listened to the algorithms as I turned away from the gate. The sound will sound in my right ear and point direct me towards the gateway.
And was it an unpleasant experience?
No, the cues aren't offensive cues as such. The cows are trained just to know that means go left or go right or walk. They're trained so well that it's just like you saying to your children, no, don't go there, or that's okay.
Because I think people might have in mind those collars that they sometimes shock dogs with.
They're not like dog collars. What Halter does is it swaps out the remaining visual cues that cows use. So they use a fence as a visual cue and a gate or a dog, and we just swap it out with sound, but it elicits the exact same behaviour that you see on farm anyway. So instead of a dog running around the back of them to get them into the shed, we just have a nice little sound in their ears doing the same thing as a dog, but in a much more relaxed way. We'll go see Basil.
This Basil here?
This is Basil.
Basil's a girl.
Basil is a girl. No one's ever... You're the first person that's brought that up as to why we've got a girl named Basil.
And what's special about Basil?
Basil is just one of our favourite cows because she's extremely friendly, and so it allows us to have a look at the collar on her. You might even be able to hear as she approaches the virtual boundary. You might be able to hear the collar talking to her in her ear. Let's have a look.
So the collar's about 10 centimetres, 12 centimetres wide?
Yeah, I suppose a little under that. It's been 3 big years of really working on the ergonomics of the collar and the fit for the cow, so it's no stress. And yeah, the cow's neck's actually one shape when they're eating and a different shape when they're standing up straight. So some great engineering gone in to make sure the cows are happy.
Oh, I can hear something.
Yeah, that's the sound, the collar letting her know that she's close to the edge of the boundary. And she just carries on eating and knows how far she can go.
You know how dairy cows are break-fed, and so they get a lovely strip of lush grass,
yes,
and they eat it out, and
yes,
just over that fence is some more lush grass, but they're not going to get that till tomorrow, until they've eaten what is in front of them.
Yes.
It must be very tempting just to step over without a fence into that new break.
I guess it must be, but I suppose it's just again, it's eliciting the same behaviour as a tape fence. The cows are just trained through that Pavlovian conditioning. That's the body of science that we follow. And they don't go over it. Yeah, so should we walk down to the milking mob and have a look at the cows in a whole paddock, but virtually fenced at one end with the gates open?
In the morning, when they need to be milked,
yes.
What does the farmer do?
Makes his cup of tea and literally selects the paddock that the cows are in, chooses which gate on the phone, on the app, that he wants the cows to walk out, or she, and you press the button. And when you press the button, it sends a signal to the cows to come to the shed for milking.
Pete, you've got plans to put halters on your cows?
Yes, we do.
It's a pretty bold move.
It sure is. Yeah, yeah.
Pete Morgan and his wife Anne farm near Te Awamutu in Waikato and believe that using the halter system will enhance the way they farm.
I tell you what, there's never a boring milking on the farm. We're just blue sky thinking about what could be done, and we give Steve a ring or one of the team, and they very patiently say, yeah, we could do that, but let's just take one step at a time.
Pete believes the halter system will allow them to become more efficient. It will reduce the workload on staff, improve pasture utilisation, and will help reduce the impact dairying has on the environment.
So it pours with rain all night. If I could move all of the animals from that steeper, more vulnerable area with a touch of my phone up into the safer area, I could bring all the cows back onto a standing area, I could take them onto a feed pad, whatever. My ability to respond to any situation and any challenge that might compromise the environment, I'll be able to do it. I'll be able to do it with minimal impact, not just the environment, but of course it's easier for me, so I don't have to drag my butt out of bed at 1 a.m. Better for the animals. They don't want to be in the mud and in these difficult situations, so I can move them to somewhere sheltered. So why not just go straight to the cow? Get her to do what you want her to do.
So, well, that's a bit weird. We've just walked into the paddock, but we didn't have to open the gate.
No, the gate's open, and you can see the cows are really in the front third of this paddock, and there's a whole lot of grass in the other two thirds, and they're quite happily grazing and held within their virtual zone, basically.
When the cows first go into the paddock, one of the first things they do is just quietly wander around and just establish where the fences are. They're really smart.
Yeah, they are smart.
Have you fenced off the gate, virtually fenced off the gate, so they don't go through it?
We actually have, and as you can see there, we've fenced a little bit further back than what you would normally do if you're a farmer, and it actually protects the gateway. Usually this can pug, so we virtually fence back from the gateway. The cows don't camp there, and we keep the land in good nick.
Oh, I can hear something beeping.
Yep, that's the collar letting her know that she's on that boundary.
So how did it come about? Did somebody sit around a table one day and say, hey, let's put a collar on a cow and see if we can keep her in a paddock?
Yeah, I find that fascinating too. It always takes the person to think of a solution for a problem that no one knew was there. Obviously that goes to our founder, Craig Piggott, and he's a mechanical engineer, and he had an internship working under Peter Beck at Rocket Lab, directly with Peter. And he was working up in Auckland weekdays, and he'd come back down to the farm and start looking at this concept of can cows respond to different cues. But he really started doing that because he observed what was happening on his family farm and thought there's got to be a better way. There's a lot of wastage or resource being soaked up from doing critical but low-value tasks like putting out fences. He just thought, hey, let's try and eliminate those and do something of a higher value or just reduce those hours that farmers have to work. Yeah. So Craig thought of the idea, developed to a point where he said to Peter, I'm actually going to leave Rocket Lab to pursue this, which I'd imagine would have been a hard conversation with an opportunity at Rocket Lab like that. And it actually was the start of a really great relationship where Pete actually became a board member and backed Halter and Craig and formed a partnership, which has basically led us to where we are today.
So you've got two actual farmers using Halter, and Pete, you might be the third. Oh no, another one starting this week.
Yeah, we've got another farm going live next week.
Yeah,
and I think Pete will be getting seeing Halter on his farm imminently. Yeah.
Do you have many farmers who are interested?
Yes. It's just a great conversation with any farmer because whether it's young or old, young farmers can appreciate the technology, but they're also looking to really maximise productivity across the farm. But even the older farmers, they see this as a solution to the limitations that they've had for the last 40 years, where they can't move the cows at 1 a.m, or they just run out of hours in the day, or you want to have eyes on the cows to make sure that they've been watched at 2 a.m. from a health aspect. So they really respond to that. So that's led us to a sort of a waiting list and a database of farmers from Waikato through to Northland, through to Southland, and beyond. We get UK, India, Chile, yeah, all, everywhere, all over the world.
The collars are solar powered and also have a battery. Holter has patented the solar panel it's developed. It had to be able to take the wear and tear of being around a cow's neck and the knocks it's likely to receive on a farm. Steve says having solar power allows the cow to be continuously monitored.
We actually take 5 readings a second off each cow, and that means that we can really, really precisely monitor her behaviour, looking out for a change in behaviour which might indicate a sickness or a problem which we can react to proactively rather than reactively.
You've got more than 600 cows.
Yep.
It's not going to be a cheap exercise, I imagine, no. Getting halters for them.
No, not at all. And that was probably something as a farmer, right at the beginning, we knew it needed to financially benefit the farm. There had to be some strong, sustainable financial gains for us and for the industry. So, yeah, we've spent a fair while trying to capture what they would look like, those gains, and quantify them. The returns for us are on the scale of at least 30-40% return on the investment that we'll be putting in, which is a huge jump forward for us. If I can actually tell these cows, okay, these girls, these 5 are about to calve, I want you to come all the way back and spend the night in this nice paddock close to the cow shed. I mean, it's just phenomenal to think what that would do for our system. Lame cows, have them find out early, so as they're being milked, they separate themselves off because we've already been identified. Definitely the same with reproduction. I mean, every day we spend so much time tail painting and agonising over, if I miss one cow, I've reduced her chances of staying in the herd by a third because they only do 3 cycles during mating, so it's huge stress.
How does the system identify a cow on heat?
Yes, good question. Well, it's all about change in behaviour. So when the collars go on the cows, we establish a baseline behaviour, normal behaviour for that cow, how she lives each day. Some get up more at night time, some don't. We literally see that. And you can tell that she's got a change in state when the activities that we monitor change significantly. So a cow, when she's on heat, her GPS location goes crazy. She's, you know, running around the paddock, really stirred up. But more importantly, when a cow gets ridden by another cow, that's what farmers use to show signs of heat. Our collars can detect that motion of a cow being ridden at 1 a.m, 2 a.m, 3 a.m. while the farmer's asleep. And that's one of the inputs that will say, hey, she's on heat. We'll alert that to the farmer, or we will automatically do an action from that, so draft the cow out so that you know, she can be put up for mating.
And lameness?
Farmers can really only pick up a cow with a sore foot when they see them limp, but they've been sore for quite a while. So the collars can see the change in behaviour much before she shows it visually, and that means that her GPS location slows down, or her grazing behaviour changes because she eats in short, fast bouts and then has a rest because she doesn't want to stand on her foot for as long, or she lies down for 2 hours more than she normally does. So you add in a couple of inputs from the collars and it becomes quite apparent that something's wrong with the cow from a behavioural perspective.
And one of the keys is actually learning every individual animal. Machine learning. So this thing learns how to learn, learns how to identify what each normal cow's position socially is and whether she's normally a party girl. So her being active at night's not unusual, or this meek little quiet one that she just goes wild every 21 days. And so we can, pick that up. It's got a lovely thing. It's got a little vibration that's the sort of, come on, girls. And then it can be a little bit more as, come on, girls. Or the, okay, you've had enough grazing. You need to keep walking now and get a bit firmer.
So you've been going 3.5 years. In 5 years' time, what would you like to see?
Our system works on any mammal. So there's some pretty exciting prospects in the future. But at the moment, solely focused on dairying in New Zealand. And then, yeah, who knows where it'll go.
If you just imagine the gains that we could have within the dairy industry, and then think a little bit more broadly to particularly the beef industry, where you have farms with huge scale, with significant terrain and slope issues and waterways, that it would just be prohibitive to fence to the degree that we've managed to do within dairy because of our smaller scale. The amount of capital required would ruin that industry, but we've still got the problem, and we've got significant camping and water issues. So camping reflects the nutrient transfer. All of that can be sorted in one. All of the waterways of the whole property, the ability to move on or off sensitive areas and address fertility and water issues just with drawing the right shapes of breaks. We need to be able to not only do the right thing, but we need to be able to record that we're doing that, so it becomes tangibly compliant. If you could show every rain event through the whole season and showed exactly what you did and responded, my ditches all have fences 2 metres out, but if I could show in wet weather, it was 20 or 100 metres away. Or in the summertime, I graze right up close to it to have that flexibility rather than I've actually got to fence this farm.
You won't have to walk across the paddock anymore with the reels and standards.
Oh man, I will not miss that, I can tell you. And shocks, don't forget the shocks.
Yeah.
Pete Morgan and Holter's Steve Crowhurst.
And Holter's been working with the National Animal Ethics Committee. Steve says the system complies with MPI's Code of Welfare for Dairy Cattle and the Five Freedoms of Animal Welfare. And farmers who want to use Holter pay a monthly subscription, and a team comes out onto the farm to train the cows. We've got some photos of Basil and the collar on our webpage.